This seems to be a very heartbreaking story out of Niagara Falls on Monday night. Please tell us what you know about what happened.
It's a very tragic event anytime we have loss of life, and you're talking a mother, 33-year-old mother, 9-year-old, and a 5-month-old. So New York State Park Police, New York State Police went out to Luna Falls, which is, or Luna Island, which is right next to Goat Island, which is right at the Niagara Falls. And we know they went there that night around 8, 9 o'clock, and none of them ever came back. Now, we have worked a lot of different angles on this. A lot of interviews were done, working with, you know, New York State Park Police and Niagara Falls Police Department in and around the area. The family has been very cooperative. The fathers have been very cooperative. And through all of that, we're able to determine that this was, unfortunately, an intentional act. But the investigation is still ongoing as to the why and how, I guess, we've come to this outcome. Now, we are not able to answer everything specifically or in timeline order. There's a lot of gray areas in this investigation, but through the evidence and through this investigation, we have enough at this point to say that we believe that all three of the victims went over in and around the area of the Luna Island Falls, which is the American side falls, about 170-some foot drop. And unfortunately, it is a rocky terrain there. New York State Park Police are doing a search and rescue today and moving forward. They know the area. Their assets were readily available, not only the night of the incident, but the next day and carrying it forward. We have state police assets as well, aviation and underwater recovery team assisting in that effort to bring resolve to the family. And that's kind of where we're at. We want to try and find our victims and bring them home to the family.
We heard one report that they went over in a car. Was that the case, to your knowledge?
No, there was no vehicle at all in this incident. We did locate a vehicle in a parking lot believed to be hers, the mother's, and we located pieces of personal belongings in and around the area of what we consider the scene of where this incident took place. We do have pieces of camera footage in and around the area due to the state park being a resource and an asset on that. And using Niagara Falls, we've also executed search warrants in different houses. We've talked to neighbors, co-workers, and family members. Everyone has been excellent. Everyone's been forthcoming. And like we always say, we don't believe this was a planned out event. We don't believe this might have been a unfortunate last minute decision within that family unit. We have pieces of evidence saying, you know, that this, like I said, this wasn't planned out. But fact of the matter is, if anyone in your family is dealing with anything, maybe tough times, or if you see mental illness, or if you see someone very depressed, you know, always see something, say something. We're still looking into whether or not that's a possible contributor in this incident. But like I said, without anyone to talk to who is specifically at the scene, it's going to be very hard to come up with a why for the family. So at this point, recovery efforts are paramount, not only to give us maybe some more evidence, but also closure for the family.
Now, are you able to confirm that the two children are the children of the mother?
Correct. Both children, the 9-year-old and the 5-month-old, are children of the mother, who is also deceased during this incident, the 33-year-old mother.
Has there been any indication of custody dispute, anything like that, that you can be able to discern or can share with us?
No, there's been no issues when it comes to parental differences. Both of the fathers have been very forthcoming. The family in general has been very cooperative, actually quite a bit of assistance in our investigation. Like I said, it's very tragic. You got two young kids. Halloween's tomorrow. This family's going to be reminded of that. We're entering the holiday season, and it's going to be, you know, you're losing three family members. It was very difficult to go through all of this with that. And the hard part is the why, right? We always look at, you know, we always want to know, well, why could I have done something? Could I have said something? And that's very difficult. And that's why we have put our best foot forward, New York State Police, Park Police, and Niagara Falls PD, just trying to work this case the best we can and come up with as much information as we can, so there is somewhat of a closure, or maybe try to get as close to that why as we could possibly get.